The West continues its campaign against Press TV in the latest incident of violating free speech. The European Union has imposed travel and financial sanctions on Press TV CEO and its newsroom director. Despite Press TV's demands for explanations, EU officials have failed to give a clear response to questions about the evidence behind the sanctions. More details in this report.
The European Union has imposed sanctions on Press TV's CEO Mohammad Sarafroz and newsroom director Hamid Reza Emadi. The EU accuses the officials of being behind an interview with Mazyar Bahari, an Iranian-Canadian journalist who appeared in a 10-second clip aired by Press TV in 2009.
I sent a report about the attack to Channel 4 News as well as to Newsweek magazine.
The EU claims the interview was made under duress and has accused Press TV of violating Bahari's right to judicial due process. The channel has repeatedly rejected the claim as unfounded.
I still didn't get my answer. I want one single piece of evidence that suggests that that I have been involved in any kind of those allegations against me.
Right.
The allegations of production and broadcasting of confessions, whether they be forced or voluntary, as the European Union is calling them.
Following the new restrictions, the director of Press TV's newsroom contacted a spokesman for the EU foreign policy chief over the sanctions imposed on him.
Clearly, I'll confess to you, I don't know the details of this, so therefore I would have to consult with our sanctions experts, but clearly they believe there is a case to answer.
The person who's drafted those sanctions doesn't know how things work at Press TV. Even the nature of charges, very serious allegations.
I've already forwarded your mail to our sanctions experts to find out what additional information I can make available for you.
This is not the first time that the West imposes sanctions on Press TV. Last year, British media regulator Ofcom revoked Press TV's broadcasting license and removed the channel from the Sky platform. Press TV was also taken off the air in Germany and Spain. The Iranian TV channel has repeatedly condemned such measures, describing them as an unjustified violation of the right to free speech. Press TV says it's paying the price for broadcasting news from an alternative point of view.
Well, to get further insight on that story, I'm now joined by political commentator Mr. Christopher Walker, who's with us on the line from London. Sir, welcome to the program. Now, up until just recently, the EU had always denied any involvement in sanctions against media and free speech. Now the EU is at the forefront of sanctions targeting Press TV individuals. In your views, what is the reason behind these unprecedented sanctions against Iranian media?
Well, I think the EU is really just reacting to government pressure, particularly from Britain, that's, as you know, opposed in a sort of broadcasting mini-war with Iran and has been for many months, ever since it removed the television station from the popular Sky satellite, which meant that many, many people could watch it. And the EU is just getting, I think, involved at the behest of the member governments. I doubt very much that all 27 of them are behind this, and it's, as your report pointed out, it's a fairly obscure topic. When you go to the EU spokesman and ask about it, they don't seem to know who imposed which sanction and where the list is. But I would see it as more a general campaign against whatever Iranian viewpoint can be knocked down. And Press TV is an easy target because, of course, it's in English, so it can be understood across the world.
All right. Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Christopher Walker from London.